Friday, October 11th, USDA released their crop production supply and demand estimates. Talked how the report was disappointing as far as the wheat market is concerned. Today, we'll cover the corn market and how it, well, I guess overall, you'd have to say it was a little bit negative on the corn. When everybody was expecting for it to be a little bit friendly, it came with a few surprises. When you look at old crop corn numbers, USDA didn't make any changes as far as harvested or planted acres are concerned. We did see production drop by 1 million bushel due to some rounding. We did see imports drop by 2 million bushels. And also, we did see the supply drop by about 3 million. As far as on the demand side, feed demand was increased by 39 million bushels. Food demand or seed demand was increased by 1 million bushel. Ethanol was increased by 6 million bushels. And exports were increased by 2 million bushels. That was an increase in total use of about 49 million bushels. In the end, we did see stocks drop by 52 million bushels, bringing it in line with the quarterly grain stocks estimate that we saw on September 30th, putting old crop stocks at 1.76 billion bushels. National average price for corn also dropped 10 cents to 4.55. As far as the new crop, we did see some adjustments made as for the yield. Yield increased by 2/10 of a bushel. That was half a bushel above expectations, now coming in at 183.8. The changes came in Indiana as we dropped 8 bushels there. Minnesota was unchanged at 183. North Dakota was dropped 2 bushels an acre to 144. And South Dakota was left unchanged at 163. In all, the increase in production came in at 17 million bushels. That was 51 million bushels above expectations. And on the demand side, the only change we saw was an increase in exports of 25 million bushels. The net result was stocks dropped 58 million bushels to 1.99 billion, but that was 55 million bushels above expectations. As far as world numbers are concerned, stocks, world stocks were put at 306.5 million metric ton. That was 100,000 above or below expectations, 1.9 below last month. And what USDA came in and did, they made some adjustments to old crop exports for Argentina. They were dropped by 3 million metric ton. Brazil's was dropped by 2 million metric ton. But we did see Ukraine exports increased by 100,000 metric ton, and Mexico's production was increased. That was the adjustments to old crop. The adjustments to new crop came with Ukraine's production and exports being dropped by 1 million metric ton. China's imports were dropped by 2 million metric ton, and China's production was dropped by 2 million metric ton. Overall, that was just a little bit negative as far as the corn market was concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.